Shopify grows your business no matter how far or big you grow. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Whether you're selling your fans' next favorite shirt or an exclusive piece of podcast merch, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Allbirds, Rothy's, Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/income, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/income now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in.
If you're a fan of the Medal of Honor podcast, hit the follow button to stay up to date with all our newest releases. Thanks and enjoy the show.
Welcome to the Medal of Honor podcast, brought to you in partnership with the National Medal of Honor Museum. I'm Ken Harbaugh. In each episode, we'll learn about a different service member who has distinguished him or herself through an act of valor. Dwight W. Birdwell was born on January 19, 1948, in Amarillo, Texas. A citizen of the Cherokee Nation, he grew up in the small, predominantly Cherokee community of Bell in Oklahoma. After graduating high school, he entered the Army in 1966 at the age of 18. On January 31, 1968, then Specialist 5 Birdwell and his troop of tanks and armored personnel carriers were headed to Dao Tieng when they were given orders to alter course and head to Tan Son Nhut Air Base. They were told that a platoon of North Vietnamese soldiers had attacked the base and that support was needed. Birdwell and his platoon were the first units to arrive on the scene. To their dismay, they were not met by a platoon of NVA, but rather an ambush of over 1,000 enemies. NVA forces had seen Birdwell's troop approaching and had let them advance to the point where they were surrounded on two sides before attacking. Birdwell and his comrades immediately took heavy casualties. The NVA fired from either side of the road and the troop's leading tank was quickly disabled, blocking the path forward. When Birdwell's tank commander was gravely wounded, Birdwell rushed to his aid, lowering him to the ground and moving him to safety under intense fire. Birdwell then remounted and took command of the tank. Exposed from the waist up, he stood in the hatch and laid down fire with the tank's 90mm main gun. Twice the gun jammed, but both times Birdwell removed the searing hot, unfired round out of the barrel and tossed it out of the tank, burning his hands in order to resume firing. Birdwell's fire created a position of relative safety for injured men behind the tank, but soon enemy forces began closing in on the left side. Firing the tank in their direction would risk hitting friendly injured troops, so he stood on top of the tank, exposing himself even more to gain a better vantage point, and fired his M16 rifle. When he had successfully driven back the enemy, he returned to his position in the hatch and fired the tank until it ran out of ammo. He then switched to the 50 caliber machine gun, mounted to the top of the tank, all while giving battle updates to his commanders, until the communication system was shot off his helmet. Eventually, a friendly helicopter crashed nearby. Birdwell ran through heavy fire to the crash, grabbing two M60 machine guns and ammunition from the helicopter. He then passed one of the machine guns off to a fellow soldier before returning to his tank, mounting the other machine gun on top of it and resuming fire. He did this until a sudden explosion destroyed the machine gun, sending shrapnel into his face, chest, arms, and hands. Birdwell took the cue and gathered a few nearby soldiers to take cover in the ditch next to the road, where they continued engaging the enemy. At one point, Birdwell was ordered to hop on an evac helicopter due to his wounds, but after boarding, he crawled right back off the other side in order to keep fighting. He then helped treat other wounded soldiers and continued engaging the enemy until reinforcements arrived. Only then did he finally agree to be evac. Birdwell's bravery and leadership was crucial to the defense of Tan Son Nhut and directly led to an American victory. This NVA attack was one of several that marked the beginning of the Tet Offensive, which became one of the bloodiest periods of the Vietnam War. Birdwell was initially awarded the Distinguished Service Cross for his actions, and his commanding officer, General Glenn Otis, said he would recommend him for the Medal of Honor. However, in an act of racism, the events of January 31st were intentionally recorded incorrectly in order to prevent Birdwell from receiving the medal. Major chunks of Birdwell's heroism were missing, and as a result, it was not originally upgraded. Otis didn't know this and only learned decades later when he reconnected with Birdwell in the late 80s. Otis promised to help Birdwell get the recognition he deserved and worked to do so until his death in 2013. In the meantime, Birdwell became a lawyer and started his own practice. Eventually, he became a member of the Cherokee Nation Supreme Court, serving for 32 years, three of which he served as Chief Justice. Finally, on July 5th, 2022, over 50 years after his defense of Tonson Utt, SP5 Dwight W. Birdwell was awarded the Medal of Honor for his leadership and tenacity. His other awards include two Purple Hearts, a Bronze Star, and two Silver Stars.
The Medal of Honor podcast is a production of Evergreen Podcasts.
Nathan Corson is our executive producer and mixing engineer. Declan Roars is our associate producer, scriptwriter, and recording engineer. And I'm Ken Harbaugh.
We are proud to support the National Medal of Honor Museum. To learn more and to support their mission, go to mohmuseum.org. Thanks for listening.
History is complicated. The story of human progress is long, messy, and riddled with controversies big and small. On Conflicted, we dive headfirst into history's most infamous events and contentious figures. We try and untangle the good from the bad, the fact from the fiction, and the monsters from the misunderstood. Was Genghis Khan a murderous butcher or a civic pioneer? Did the Allied powers go too far in firebombing the German city of Dresden at the twilight of World War II? And how did the Marquis de Sade acquire such a sinister reputation? And was any of it true? These are just a few of the tough questions we wrestle with and investigate on Conflicted. So if you love history or just enjoy a good story, please join me, your host, Zach Cornwell, for a fascinating new topic each and every month. Conflicted, a history podcast, is available on Spotify, Apple, or wherever else you get your podcasts. I hope to see you soon.